Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
You got smoke. I got smoke. We got smoke. Thanks for hacking in to today's session of Got Smoke.
I won't never chase a woman long as I'm black.
No.
And as far as I know, God ain't changing my color.
Nobody is arriving. Nobody's here with me but myself.
Would you put your penis through a glory hole for $1 million? But it's a 50% chance a man or a woman is going to give you a head, but you would never know.
Thanks for hacking in. Let's go.
Jesus, the one.
Jesus is the one.
All right, hold on. Let's hear my boy. Ooh, what do you got to say?
Yeah. It says, if a woman doesn't pursue you, it will never work. Never pursue her. I don't know if y'all know who this is, Pastor Gino Jennings. Prayers to him, because he's a little under the weather right now, but prayers to him. I know, sisters, don't pray for his downfall, but he said, just listen.
I don't chase booty.
Go ahead, brother.
If I got to chase my wife, then I'm going to have to keep chasing her to keep her.
That's right. That's right.
You men that chase women, the moment you start chasing that woman, you're going to have to keep chasing her.
Keep it up.
That keep her. You're going to have to keep it up.
That's right.
And right. Once she see you chasing her, she going to deliberately do things that make you run her down.
That's right.
I won't never chase a woman long as I'm black.
No.
And as far as I know, God ain't changing my color. Chase booty.
Amen. Hey, all real niggas in attendance tonight, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, let's break down what he say, just to be fair, since we got on Young Miami. Let's get on Pastor Jennings, because I know a lot of people not going to believe this to be true.
I don't chase booty.
He came out the pocket. That's a double off the bat. I don't chase booty. That's how you get to the point to me.
Look at his face, though.
I don't chase booty. You feel me? That's the premise. The premise is that I don't chase booty. Hey, that is like, that would like solve, I promise you, at least 68.2% of our problems right now if we didn't chase booty.
Booty. Chase these whores.
These whores.
These ass kickers.
I mean, with the W, because that's what they want. That's what she said, right? So you can't get mad at me if I'm assimilating with the rest of these whores.
Whores.
I'm just saying. So he said, so he started off, I don't chase booty. What's wrong with that? Nothing so far to me.
Go ahead, brother.
If I got to chase my wife, then I'm gonna have to keep chasing her to keep her.
That's right.
Okay, so you know that's true because women say all the time, don't start something in the beginning that you can't keep up.
Right. Right, right.
You know, they always say that. They always say, don't start something that you can't continue. Consistency. I need consistency. So if you chase them in the beginning, you got to forever chase them.
Yeah.
Right? According to them. Right?
I'm not going to chase you, whore.
What Jay-Z say? I don't chase them. I replace them. Okay, hold on.
That's right. That's right.
You men that chase women, the moment you start chasing that woman, you're going to have to keep chasing her.
Keep it up.
That keeper. You're going to have to keep it up.
That's right.
And once she see you chasing her, she's going to deliberately do things that make you run her down.
Now, is that a fact or not? That's definitely a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Now, that's the part where if they don't admit, then that'll be where they'll argue this whole thing of not being accurate. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that. We don't do that. We don't do things that we know. I've had, you know, women definitely do things on purpose just to see how you're going to respond to them or just to get an emotional reaction out of you. Just whatever. And if you've been chasing her and you stop, she going to get an attitude. She going to purposely do things like withhold sex or... It could be numerous things. Yeah, so
I'm gonna say to see how you react.
Right. So far he ain't wrong to me.
I won't never chase a woman long as I'm black.
No.
And as far as I know, God ain't changing my color.
No time soon.
Look at his hand.
That's gonna get brother light go anytime soon.
That boy said, as far as I know, he said, as far as I know. So, hey, why you looked at his so? He said, as far as I know.
Right. Hey. He checked out his hand like shit.
That's the only one I'm smoking too, man.
Right. So I have no smoke with that at all. No. Matter of fact, in the church, I don't want to have nothing to do with fire. So I have no smoke at all with that.
Man, I don't have none with that one, bro. I don't have none. Zero.
He said, I don't chase booty.
I don't chase booty. he be like, y'all come with y'all opinions. I give them Bible. I give them word. I give them scripture.
Right.
I give him Bible. He be going crazy though. He do. I don't chase booty.
As long as I'm black.
So yeah. So it's the city girls for me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, when I saw this clip. This next clip, this reminded me of when you argue with these new modern women, city girl mentality. Wait a minute, here we go. Shout out to those. Bro.
What the?
The boy knocked the transmission out of gear. Hey, but the reason why I say that remind me of arguing with these new women is because he couldn't even kill himself. the boy just jumped in front of a car. still didn't. You know what I'm saying? He's still. You're gonna be able to go home after you go to the hospital tonight.
For real. He needs some milk.
Hey, because my man, look, first of all, you're driving down the street, you see a naked man, you already like, let me hurry up and get by. Oh, shut up, East Oakland kid. I swear, if this was in East Oakland, I know I would have. You have to be able to swerve out of that, my nigga. Swerve out of that. My boy, Swan died right in front of the front wheel. Oh my goodness! Look at this.
That was terrible.
And then it's probably his nephew following him, like, bruh, he always be acting like this.
Hodor. This nigga smack. And then the car took off though. But the car took off.
That's why I said this might be over for real.
Yeah, show my
that boy tried to tackle the car. That boy gave it a good form tackle. That's what Chad Johnson looked like when he was trying to hit Ray Lewis that one time. Hey, no, for real though. So I got Big Smoke with this because
he just
ruined somebody's day.
That's
it, really. All he did was ruin somebody's day.
No, he didn't. They left.
And then you put me in a position where do I keep going or do I
they kept, stop? They kept going.
Is you supposed to stop in that situation? You're supposed to stop in any situation. I'm sorry. But if you're talking in certain situations, you stop and don't stop. And I'm trying to figure out, according to East Oakland rules or Oakland rules or Bay Area bylaws, street bylaws, that is, it wasn't your fault, so you do want to stop. But at the same time, it's hard to explain. Imagine if that person wasn't recording that and you had to explain. I was driving down the street.
That nigga
was
this had, dude that nigga, naked. He had Blinky in the car. That nigga had both of
them. Yeah, so hell yeah, he out. Yeah, he out.
Oh,
yeah, he out. You're right. Thank you. Right.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, he just got the smoke in the fork. Nigga, a wood.
Yeah, you gotta go. Yeah, you gotta go. You're right.
Man.
Right.
You gotta wiggle it, bro.
You gotta figure he was already slowing down. It ain't like he was driving fast.
He ain't got no L's, bro, or insurance.
right. So yeah. That's why I got Big Smoke, because you just roll somebody that you put them in the position where they gotta decide, do I do the lawful thing? So I got Big Smoke with that, me personally.
Hey, I got Crack Smoke with this. Because, bro, you owe everything but weed.
He was on that.
I got Crack Smoke with this one, bro. I owe.
Big Cat, what you got, Big Cat?
Yeah, hey, man, look. Ain't got no smoke with it, man. He didn't damage the car because kept going.
Now that boy knocked the transmission out. You didn't.
Yeah, but he put it back in gear and took off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
like
man.
Like you said, he probably just finished smoking the wood, and he had some yak in the car.
Yeah, that was all bad, right?
Nigga
there.
Had no license.
Yeah, he had to hurry up and deal with that situation.
Hey, the only thing that was good, the tags was good.
Right. Hey,
not this situation. Nigga just swan dove in front of your car.
I'm like, bro, let me get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, how you explain that?
Hey, that's gonna shock me, nigga. I'm gonna go in the shock, man.
But it's a good thing he was already slowing down, though.
Old yak with pistol in the back with no license. Short.
But the tag's good, though.
But he was already slowing down, though. So he was good. That's why it looked worse than what it was, because he was already slowing down. You could tell he already couldn't get it in gear, so he had to be loaded. Because
dude didn't hit him. He hit the car, man. That nigga said, yeah, like he was a ram.
He tried to do a crackback. It didn't work.
It didn't work. Man, no, before the police come, because, you know, y'all might judge us for this, but we don't like the police. And I'm going to show you somebody else who don't like the police, because I thought it was just us brothers that don't like the police. It's 2023. They want to be like us. Well, women, they snitch too. Check this out.
Bitch, it was your motherfucking drugs. First of all, I didn't even see no drugs.
You didn't do what?
I didn't even see
Does
no
she
drugs.
Have any more drugs?
Huh?
Does she have any more drugs?
If I tell you where the rest of the drugs that you gonna let me out the
yes.
sinker?
No.
You gonna let me go?
Yeah.
No. No.
No. No.
Not trust him, you stupid bitch.
No, for real, she got more drugs. I got the 20 pills. If you help me with her, I'll cut you loose. Swear to God, I promise.
But it ain't her.
Huh? Who is it?
It ain't her.
Who is it, Red?
You gonna cut me loose?
I'll cut you loose, yeah.
You got to keep the car too?
Huh?
I get to keep the car, you stick on to the car?
No, you can keep the car. What am I getting? A lot of drugs? A lot of drugs?
Yeah.
Okay, how much?
I don't know, but they in her wig.
Huh?
They in her wig.
They in her wig?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to cut you loose if that's true.
Okay.
All right. T!
Hold on.
What?
What you doing?
Put your hands behind your back.
What's up?
Put your hands behind your back.
Bro. What are you doing?
Where'd you get this?
Oh, yeah. Nigga, you gave me this! What did I
you
do?
You got cuffs?
That's gonna be the last
What are you
thing
doing?
Right here. About. Don't move.
What's up?
Don't move.
What am I doing? Why are you even doing shit?
I told you don't move and I'll explain to you everything that's going on. Relax then, okay? Fantastic. We're all happy then.
What did I do? What I did? Y'all see that nigga man harassing me?
312 ain't the douchey. 418. It's Black History Month.
What the fuck? I ain't even do nothing.
Yeah? Well, look, this is going in the history books, ain't it?
Yo!
Oh,
what I did?
418.
That's a real cop.
Hey, you can go ahead and cut those two girls loose and give them their car back.
Wait! No, hold on, bro. You got me.
You made me
fucked up.
Took my wig.
Bro, wait, you lifting my wig or do not take my wig off? Do not take my wig
shit.
Off. Dog, oh, I'm not. Fuck. Bro, do not take my wig off. Now you really tripping. You taking my wig off.
Hey, hold on.
No, you trying to take my wig off. I'm going to lay my head down with it. Stop, for real. I got to take it off. You don't have to take my wig off in order to do this.
I'm trying not to.
Yes, you are. You're pulling it forward.
Hold on. I don't have to pull any more forward.
Damn.
You
got the plug.
Huh?
You found the plug.
I ain't even do nothing.
Plug.
I
ain't even do nothing.
You get a little bit more crack in there. Fucking ice, bro?
Bro, you taking
my Oh, my God, there's more. It's fucking deep.
You tripping. That's okay. Not even mine.
Okay, well, then, no.
The girl who did my hair probably put it in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she put all that shit in there.
She probably did put that shit in there, dog.
Man, how bad do you feel? That girl fucked you over. I'm telling you about them?
Dog.
You got something you want me to
tell
about them?
Nah, I swear to God, I'm not fucking with them.
They got any drugs?
And I think those drugs that you did find, it was theirs. You can say I forgot those type of little bit of shit like that. Come on, now, be for real.
Okay, so is there more drugs with them? Because if I pull them over, I can get more drugs off them, then I can take them to jail. But right
if
now,
I'm going
to
go buy some more, but shit, I would take the one who stole the police car away. Nah, that's disrespectful as fuck.
Bro. What did I just watch?
Bruh.
They probably would have never went in her wig either. That's why they be bad like that about their wig. Because they be hiding stuff under their helmets.
Bruh. I don't even know what to say about this. This is This is, oh my God.
Egregious.
Right. Loopers.
Right. Loopers. Crutch.
Well, I got high smoke intensity on this one because the bro snitched, man.
Hey, she got up out of there, huh? Hey, they had the one girl in the car. She was like, not her, but her. See, this is why when you get pulled over by the police and they talking to your people and you looking at them and you see them looking back and look going like they telling. If he do this, they telling on you because they cutting a deal, giving them an offer they can't refuse.
She started dealing real quick. You gonna give me the car back?
Right.
You gonna cut me free? You gonna give me the car back?
I'm with you on that. I got big smoke, but you know who gonna have big smoke is her boyfriend, because she got the bundled fumbled.
Man. She done fumbled that sack. That done. Well, you can't even really say she fumbled it because her homegirl told on her. Even though the police pulled them over, they was finna get away with whatever little shit they had. What he first find, like 20 pills or something?
Right.
So whatever that was gonna do, that was nothing. They wasn't gonna find the rest of that shit, really, unless they took them to jail. And then they started making them take all that fake shit off. Then they would have found that shit. Then that would have been a different charge on your ass.
Yeah, but they probably wasn't going to take old girl to jail because they wasn't going to find that on her persons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They was going to end up letting her go.
But check this out. Let's not just skate by this, though. Look at the levels of delusion. This girl blamed it on so many different things. She blamed it on the hairdresser.
Bitch, it was your motherfucking drugs. First of all, I didn't even see no drugs.
Does she have any more drugs?
Huh?
Does she have any more drugs?
Huh?
If I tell you where the rest of the drugs that you gonna let me out the tank, girl?
Damn.
No.
You gonna let me go?
She like, you serious? If you serious, I'm serious. That's that. If you serious, I'm serious. Look, for real. She's like, don't be lying to me now.
Yeah.
No. Do not trust him, you stupid bitch.
No.
She was like, do not trust him.
She thick as fuck.
For real, she got more drugs.
Did the girl?
I got the 20 pills. If you help me with her, I'll cut you loose. Swear to God, I promise.
But it ain't her.
Huh? Who is it?
It ain't her.
Who is it, Red?
You gonna cut me loose?
I'll cut you loose, yeah.
You got to keep the car too?
Huh?
I get to keep the car, you stick on to the car?
No, you can keep the car.
That's what you said, Crash. The girl cut a deal. She like, not only do I want to be free, I need to be able to drive up out of here. What? Hey, don't ever tell me women aren't good negotiators. I'm sorry. Because me, as soon as he said I could go, I would have walked home. From wherever I was, no matter what the state is. So she better than me. I'd have dipped up out of there, but I'd have never been in this position of telling the police. But I'm just saying, the moment they say that I could go, I ain't even asking for the car. You probably would, though.
Alexa asked for the car.
Yeah, Alexa is for sure. Alexa's a fool.
She cut a deal so quick, nigga. And she cut the first deal while she was standing right there outside the door. You gonna let me go? Yeah. And then they took her to the back of the car. And she kept cutting deals. You gonna let me keep the car too?
She was selling the deal.
And then got her and the other broad out of the deal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he said, let the car go and the other two girls, let them go. Nigga, he snatched the other one.
Yeah, that called peace. This boy Lex so cold. They get rolled on by the police. Police talking to him. Other police by my window asking me for something. This nigga Lex look at the cop go, you don't need to know that. The police didn't even say shit. And I just stood there. Yeah, but he did take me out the car eventually, though.
We tried one of my tactics, huh? Yeah, yeah. You tried to just sit there and be quiet.
No, I was chilling.
They did us dirty that night.
Right. That was after the Warriors game. We lost game one. We had got a flat on the way to the game. Mm. We was going to the NBA Finals game one. Warriors lost that game. And we got burnt on the way home. But look, oh girl, she, hey, if this your woman out there.
What am I getting? A lot of drugs? A lot of drugs?
Yeah.
Okay, how much?
I don't know if a day is a week.
Yeah, see how she looked back right there? If you see somebody doing that, they telling on you. It's over.
Huh?
She said, I don't know if a day is a week.
Okay. I'm going to cut you loose if that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like, nigga, I'm out.
T! Man.
Hold on.
What?
Is that part of the city girl code?
What you doing?
Put your hands behind your back.
What's up?
Put your hands behind your back.
Bro, what are you doing?
Where'd you get this?
Oh yeah. Nigga, you gave me this. What did I do?
You got cuffs?
What are you doing?
Right here. Don't move.
What's up?
Don't move.
What am I doing? Why are you doing shit?
I told you don't move and I'll explain to you everything that's going on. Relax then, okay? Fantastic. We're all happy then.
What did I do? What I did? Y'all see that nigga been harassing me?
She yo said. So, police harassing her. That's number one. That's one thing. Police harassing her. Well, I guess from the outside looking in, I could see where you would think that they harassing her because she ain't got nothing on her. She ain't got no clothes on, so she ain't got no bundles on her, allegedly.
Allegedly. Let's say allegedly.
Yeah, let's say allegedly.
Yeah.
3-12, I ain't even do shit.
She tried to play. I ain't even do shit. You know how many times I heard? I ain't even do nothing. Oh, you did a whole lot. That's two things right there.
4/18.
It's Black History Month.
That count for two. She says Black History Month. She reached into her bag for that one. Are you fucking with us, niggas? So she get 2 points for that. That's 4 points she got.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, look, this is going in the history books, ain't it?
Yo.
A little smart ass cop. We're gonna deduct the point for you being a smart ass. So she get an additional point. 5 points. She get 5 points. We're gonna see how high she can run it up. Smart ass.
420, 418. Hey, you can go ahead and cut those two girls loose and give them their car back.
Hold on, bro. You got me.
She wanted to fight him over that wig. I don't know why. I guess I know why.
She's like, hold on, bro. You got me fucked
up. Bro, wait. You lift my wig or do not take my wig off.
Oh, Lord, don't show my hair. And they always try to talk about our hairline. What the fuck is going on right here? You want to talk about niggas' hairline?
That shit was braided up. She can put the wig on.
What'd you say?
That shit was braided up so she can put the wig on.
Yeah. She don't want to be looked like that on camera, look.
Right.
Dog,
oh,
I'm not,
fine.
Bro, do not take my wig off now. You're really tripping. You taking my wig off.
Look, at this point, you need to just be quiet.
Stop talking. Okay.
Go on and accept what's happening. Because he done already said, release the car and let the other two girls go. So you know somebody done told on you. So right now, you might as well just shut up and go on and take this smoke. And take
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you do or say.
Yeah, stop all this bullshit. Talk about, bro, what are you doing? The more you holler, what are you doing? The more shit he keep pulling out of your head.
Okay, hold on, hold on.
No, you trying to take my wig off. I'm going to lay my head down with it. Stop, for real, I got to take it.
She said she's going to lay her head down with it. She get another point
for that. It's just some more up front.
That she don't want to be seen. She's going to lay her head down. That's 6 points.
You don't have to take my wig off in order to do that.
I'm trying not to.
Yes, you are. You're pulling.
Oh, wait.
It's going to come off when you get down to the damn station anyway.
Huh?
When you get to the station, it's going to come off anyway. Oh, yeah, so you might want them to find it now before you get down there. Then you're going to get charged with bringing that shit into the facility.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. All that's about to come off.
That's why I say I found the first dash. You might as well just give it up.
You found the plug.
Huh?
You found the plug.
I ain't even do nothing.
Hold on.
I ain't even do nothing.
You get a little bit more crack in there. Do fucking ice, bro?
Bro, you taking
my wig off. Oh, my God. There's more. It's fucking deep.
You tripping. That's okay. Not even mine.
Okay, well, then now.
The girl who did my hair probably put it in there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that girl. Hey.
Hey, she lose 3 points for that. So that ain't even mine.
That ain't even mine.
It's in your weed, on your head.
She was at six, so she lose three right there. So she had three. How you gonna say it's not even mine? That boy found that on your persons, in your head. Literally in your wig, though.
Right, in your wig. And you sit there laughing like, that ain't even mine. Where'd it come from?
That was the delusion. Did you hear the delusion? she literally laughed. It's not mine.
You got some.
Bro.
You got,
bro. Let's go back to that part.
Ice, bro.
Why you taking?
Oh my God! There's more. It's fucking deep.
You tripping? That's not even mine.
Okay, well then.
The girl who did my hair probably put it in there.
Oh yeah.
Bro, that's another 3 points. That's another 3 points, bro. That's another thing.
The girl that did my hair probably put it in there.
Well, we're going to take 2 points because she didn't say she did. She said probably. So she got 1 point left. The girl that did her hair probably did it. Oh, my goodness. What the hell just happened?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm sure she put all that shit in there.
She probably did put that shit in there, dog.
Man, how bad do you feel? How bad do you feel that girl fucked you over? No. You got some-
I wonder where she from. I want to say Houston.
At least old girl didn't tell nothing else, because I'm pretty sure there's probably some more shit in that cart. If she had on the wig, a couple more of them had a wig on, nigga. They had chugs in the heart.
She had a wig on her damn self. She had a wig on her damn self.
Right. That's how she knew it was in her wig. That's why she said, "Is you gonna let me go?
Right.
Is you gonna let me keep the car?" Nigga, she started negotiating so she could peel the fuck off.
Right. Oh yeah, you might. Yeah.
They gave up one so the other two could get away.
Wow, that was.
And she took the rap.
Man, see, this is why now in 2023, you go get an Uber. You know what I'm saying? Let somebody else drive you, and you have the bundle.
Oh man!
But now. They got these new Ubers that they testing out here. They testing them in San Francisco. Would you try this? Do you have smoke for this? Technology, new technology? Check it out. Burn it.
Oh my God. No, this is my ride right
here. You have arrived.
And nobody's in the car. Oh, okay. So I'm taking this Waymo to work. So, and it has my initials on the top.
You have arrived.
All right, hold on, y'all. Oh God. Okay. Oh wow, y'all, this is so weird. Y'all, this is so funny that I'm in here. I'm at my feet, little dog. All right, I'm still in the car. It's been about 10, 15 minutes later. So I will say that it didn't get on the highway. So it kind of took the back way. So if you do use these, just kind of be mindful of your time. I'm still going to get there on time at 2:43. So, yeah, y'all, then here's the proof. Nobody is driving. Yeah, nobody's here with me but myself. And I have music that I can listen to. They have a map view. They're showing you where. So that's how mine went. And then they have music. As the temperature. A bunch of different stuff, and that was it. I'm right now. Bye.
Now, I don't recommend you transport nothing illegal inside of these kind of vehicles. Let's say that first and foremost. Now, the question is, would you do that? Would you allow driverless vehicle pull up and take you to your destination and then take you through the back routes because it ain't ready to go on the freeway yet? But I'm sure that'll change. You muted.
That's kind of skeptical for me. I understand the cars driving themselves now anyway, but I remember watching the Jetsons years ago. Cars just ain't started floating yet, but in a minute, that's what it's going to be anyway. Even when you go buy a car, you just going to be able to get in and have it push in the destination, push in the address, and it's going to take you where you're going. So, and Tesla already doing it. But I done seen videos with people in the car asleep, and the car is still driving.
Yeah, knocked out. Knocked. Yeah. Hey, so the new technology, you got smoke with it, or you got big smoke, little smoke?
No, I got a little smoke with it. It's evolutionizing, man. Times is gonna change. I'm not ready to get in the car and have it take me somewhere, but I can see how it'd be useful when people at bars or whatever and they get drunk and they can't really drive home. This can get you to the house, you know what I'm saying, without no issues. So
that's interesting. Just being a passenger seat and let the car take you home.
Yeah,
because then what'll be different between your own car doing it and some hired service doing it? But I got medium smoke. Would I do it? I would. I figure they got enough testing in it that it's pretty reliable. I don't think they'll just let cars just roam the, especially not here in California. We already told y'all how crazy it is, how high it is to do anything. So I would do it, you know. She lived through it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with trying it. That's what I'm saying. I mean, they already got cars that's doing it. I mean, Tesla do it.
the new Chevys changed lanes and all that by themselves. The other cars that drove by themselves before they just stayed in one lane. You didn't have to have your hands on the steering wheel, but now they changed lanes and all that now. So, I mean, it's going there. So I guess you're going to have to get used to it sooner or later.
Right.
So, no, I got a little smoke with that one.
This next clip is beyond me. I'm already going to tell y'all, I got atomic bomb, like that mushroom cloud on that thumbnail right there, smoke for this one. I'm just going to put the disclaimer out there already.
Would you put your penis through a glory hole for $1 million? But it's a 50% chance a man or a woman is going to give you head, but you would never know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm taking that chance, you hear me?
I ain't going to lie, bro. I need that $1 million, bitch.
It's $1 million.
I like niggas and bitches, but I like niggas more, so I'll put my dick in any glory hole.
For $1 million?
Shit, hell yeah.
I don't care if it was you back there, bro.
What?
I'm taking that money, bro. You know what I can do with $1 million? Bro, I can save everybody. Bro, I'm getting my dick sucked, bro. That's not gay, bro. All right, bro.
What's wrong with this nigga?
Would you, for $1 million, 50-50 chance it could be a woman or a man, you would never know. $1 million, you would never know. You would never know. $1 million. You would never know. You would never know. You poke it into the glory hole. You get a check. No, you get cash money. I mean, like Lil Wayne, cash money. You won't even know. You won't even know if it was a man or a woman. $1 million.
Look at it like this. You don't know if it was a man, a woman, a goat, a dog.
No, what if you don't?
You don't know what it is, niggas.
So for $1 million, would you poke the glory hole?
Damn.
That's why I got smoked.
You
this
never
question.
Know.
That's a hard question. Like a lot of people jumped out the box. You know what I'm saying? Some people was real with themselves. They was like, bro, it's $1 million. Bro, it's $1 million. Like, come on. I mean, like, who wouldn't
right.
$1 million? Like,
right. Where else you, how fast else you gonna make $1 million somewhere else? You would never know. Like I said, you don't know what's on the other side of the wall. Man, woman, goat.
Oh, you would cat, know if it was dog. A goat. You would know if it was a goat or a sheep or something like that. But if it was a man or a woman, you don't know the difference if it is. Would you, for $1 million, would you do it? I don't know.
Oh, man. You never know if I see that $1 million sitting there.
Will you put the $1 million right there? Oh, no. No, no. You put the $1 million in his face? Oh, my goodness. Bro, I don't care if it was you, my nigga.
I'm glory holding it.
Oh no, I'm done.
I'm walking You're out with done. My Louis bag. Don't give me no check, none of that. I want all cash.
Don't play with me. But you do got a 50-50 chance of being a woman too, though, so right? I know a lot of niggas gonna be like, nigga, I wouldn't do that because I ain't gay, but wait a minute, let's keep it
nigga,
real.
I ain't either, and I'm $1 million richer, nigga.
This is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word.
Join us this season for all things kinky, all things BDSM, and all things sexy, y'all.
Live and every first and third Friday is when our episodes drop. Find us on your favorite platform and get ready to get safe with the safe word.
Safe word.